Damn!
Brand new Def Leppard out July 30th. That was called Four Letter Word from Exxon Classic Rock.
Actually, it's called 10.
Okay. I was going to ask you that question. Which way did you want to go? Because it could be both things.
Yeah, well, both were. I've been calling it X because it was supposed to be 10.
Okay.
Yeah, well, it's 10, all right?
But everyone keeps calling it X. What do you think? What's the best?
Would
X
you like
or 10,
to step
really?
Outside?
We'll make up our mind right
now.
Call
it what you like. It's called You Bought It, You Name It. Yeah.
I see you guys brought your axes.
We did.
Didn't
and,
we really?
You're gonna
I
do
wonder
us,
what this was.
You're going to do us a little strum. What are you going to play us?
We thought we'd play Witch's Alignment by Glen Campbell.
Very nice choice. Very nice choice. Let's hear it for the boys. They're going to play a little song for us. And it's called Two Steps Behind. Def Leppard on Classic Rock Q107. guys are all right, huh? Not too bad. Classic Rock Q107 with Def Leppard, Joe Elliott, Bill Collin. I'm John Gonzo Mark, and we're back in a moment. Don't go away. Live at the Hard Rock Cafe.
Oh, yeah.
Bill and Joe are here from Def Leppard before a live studio audience. And it's too bad those of you at home had to miss a great little rendition of David Bowie's Ziggy Stardust. Sounded very good. Who do you guys listen to? And who, like, this is the obvious question, the influential, you know, question. Who were the big guys in your lives? And what were the bands that shaped Def Leppard in the early days?
Well, obviously David Bowie, but I mean, a big influence was obviously Queen, you know, because it was like the vocals, the big guitars. And stuff. But it's everyone. We listen to everyone and everything.
There's only two kinds of music, good and bad.
And were you guys, did you have all your heads together when you got the band together? Or was one guy into one thing, the other guy into the other? Did y'all wear the same jackets?
No. We couldn't all fit into one jacket.
A straight jacket, huh?
Phil didn't join Leppard till 82. We'd known each other for 3 years before he joined, but we grew up listening. We actually still have the argument of which one of the two of us bought the first Montrose album in England. With Bad Motor Scooter.
Sammy Hagar. Bad Motor Scooter.
No, right, yeah.
You know, we both bought it on the same day, probably.
So we all
grew up listening to the same stuff, you know.
Say you guys took a little trip to Mars or something, and you ran into some aliens, and you got into a little conversation.
Rather there than Uranus.
Yeah, much better. That's a very good point, actually. Well brought up. No, but if...
Speak for yourself, Tim.
They said, okay, you're a musician, and what should I listen to if I wanted to get to know your music? What would you slap on? I'll start with you, Joe. Which Def Leppard album would you slap on for them? What would you say is the quintessential Def Leppard album?
That's a loaded question. That's
what it is.
What? That's a loaded question, and it's a little unfair. We're a very honest bunch of guys, and we're very aware of the fact that everybody says that their new album is their best album. But truth be known...
How's it?
I would have to say, listen to the new album, listen to Vault, and listen to Slang. Because we're still very proud of Slang, because it was so different. Vault is a collection of 15 years worth of material.
And very brave as well. A lot of people really dug that album, although it didn't sell as many of your other monsters, but a lot of people really dug it. It doesn't matter how many it sold.
It's the fact that it was art, and it represented where we were at the time. Had we not made Slang... It's true. If we hadn't made Slang, we wouldn't be here right now.
I guess we have a new single, and it's called Now.
Do we really? My God.
Should we
better
play
learn it then, huh?
Should we play it now?
Uh-huh. What a pun. You've been working on that one all week, haven't you?
You guys want to hear the new single Now? Def Leppard on Q107.
An interpretation of the new single.
Yeah, do what you did earlier, but don't swear this time, okay? Because we're live on the radio. That's okay.
Inside of me. got my heart I'm making. I'll be the risk you're taking, and I won't waste until you're mine. Oh, I can't get over, baby. I can't get over now. I can't get over this feeling I feel now, right now. Let the fire inside you feel like I feel now, right now. It's the love you're craving. It's the love worth saving.
Single from 10 or X. You guys will have to arm wrestle for that one. Not sure which one it is. It's in stores July 30th, and the next time we see, I'm sure you're going to bring the other guys along.
Well, I don't know. We're having a lot of fun.
I don't know.
What do you need them for? Screw them.
We can split it like 50-50 and leave them all behind.
Well, thanks for coming out tonight. I got to thank everybody for being part of the broadcast as well. I got to thank the Hard Rock Cafe. Got to thank Universal Records. Thanks to our audience tonight.
Right on.
And let's give a big hand for Joe Elliott and Phil Collin from Def Leppard.
Thank you, everybody.
Send us home, boys, with a little sugar as we wrap up the broadcast.
Phil, start. I normally start this one, but just because he's better than me, I think he should start.
All right. Bo Diddley style, yeah? Okay. Oh, we'll do it that way then. All right.
Careful, Diddley. Looks like a bomb, baby, come and get it on. Living like a lover with a red iPhone. Looking like a tramp, like a video bam. Demolition woman, can I be your man? Wrestling and dazzling, I flash a little light. Television lover, baby, go all night. Sometime, anytime, sugar me sweet. Little me say, and I say, sugar me, yeah. Yeah! So come on, take a bottle, shake it up. Listen, red light, yellow light, green light, go. Take squeeze a little, tease a little, piece a little more. Easy operator, come on, knocking on my door. Come down, Mary Jane, sugar, Miss Sweet. Little Miss Sina said, sugar me, yeah.
Take sugar, one lump of dough.